ਓਲਿਵਰ ਇਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਨਸ਼ਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਫਰੋਖਤ ਤੇ ਪਾਬੰਦੀ ਲਾਉਣਗੇ ਅਤੇ ਨਸ਼ਿਆਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਮਰੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਦੇ ਇਲਾਜ ਦਾ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਮ ਕਰਨਗੇ ਤੇ ਦੋਸ਼ੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਜੇਲ੍ਹ ਭੇਜਣਗੇ। ਦਿਸ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਇਜ਼ ਬ੍ਰੌਟ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਬਾਈ ਪੀਅਰ ਪੋਲਿਵਰ ਐਂਡ ਕੰਜ਼ਰਵੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਆਫ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ।
ਮੁੱਦੇ ਲਾਕ ਬੁਰਾ ਚਾਹੇ ਤੋ ਕਿਆ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਵਹੀ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਮਨਜ਼ੂਰੇ ਖੁਦਾ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन और नमस्ते नमस्कार सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहाँ कहीं आप मौजूद हो अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए और ऐ बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर इस सलामे है बसीरा चंद रोज।
सीताराम सत श्री अकाल जय गुरु दाता साई राम अस्सलाम वालेकुम एवरीबॉडी एंड अ गुड आफ्टरनून एंड वेलकम। शब्दम रेडियो इज ऑन 770 WTOR। यस WTOR फॉर अनदर 3 आवर्स वी विल बी कीपिंग यू कंपनी एंड लेट मी जस्ट से ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ ऑल ऑफ अस हियर WTOR 770 ऑल द प्रोड्यूसर्स ड्यूरिंग द वीक all our advertisers, the management and staff want to say to you, welcome, welcome. Just want to say hello to our master control. We have a couple of young sisters working to make us sound good. I just want to say how much we appreciate you. And hope you will stay with us and enjoy the music we are about to share with you. On today's program, one of my guests will be Jay Bridgepaul of the Caribbean Children Foundation. He'll be telling us what's happening, giving us a little bit update as to what's going on. They're about to celebrate their 23rd anniversary. As you know, they have been helping children from the Caribbean that requires much needed surgery, and they've been financially assisting with that. And of course, we are here today as we are joining with the rest of you, our listeners and the world indeed, and our concern for what's happening in the Middle East. And it was the Pope who said, we need prayer. We need a lot of prayer, indeed. I'm not here today to make any political statement as such, but today we want us to bring some comforting and soothing selection, hoping that it would help us get through this time indeed in history and what's happening and taking place in the Middle East. And in that regard, I would like to say we want us spend at least a half hour starting off today's program with some devotional items. We must lift our hands in supplication to the Almighty indeed to bring some relief to the people who are affected by the crisis in the Middle East. This has been affecting a lot of people, at least in my circle. And I just wanted to share some time today so that we could pray together. We could share together with God Almighty our sincere plea for a peaceful resolution. I know some people might be saying wishful thinking, but I serve a God that is indeed a miracle-making God indeed. But starting off right now, I just wanted to share with you, and we will be doing a little bit of devotional with some beautiful bhajans, some Quranic recitations, some gospel items, just a half hour so we could set the stage so that those of you at home who would like to focus and pray as a community could find some peace and some encouraging words from what we are about to share with you. This is Shabnam Radio. You can reach us at 416-848-7772. That's 416-848-7772. This is Radio Shabnam. My name is Richard Aziz. I want to say thank you for spending your Saturday here with us.
ਕੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਆਪ ਹਰੇ ਹੋ ਆਪਨ ਪੁੰਨ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਭਰੇ ਹੋ ਇਹ ਪੁਜਾਰੀ ਆਸ ਡਰੇ ਹੋ ਇਹ ਪੁਜਾਰੀ ਆਸ ਡਰੇ ਹੋ ਤੁਮ ਹੋ ਤਾਰਨ ਵਾਲੇ ਲਾਲ ਸ਼ੰਕਰ ਬੋਲਾ ਸ਼ੰਕਰ
कल्याण करो जग का तुम विनती सुनो सबकी कल्याण करो जग का सद राह दिखा करके उद्धार करो दुर्गा उद्धार करो दुर्गा तुम विनती सुनो सबकी दर्शन हो माँ तेरे सबकी अभिलाषा है मन में रहो तुम सबके तुमसे यही आशा है दर्शन हो माँ तेरे सबकी अभिलाषा है मन में रहो तुम सबके तुमसे यही आशा है क्या मेरा क्या उसका ये अपना पराया क्या सद ज्योति जला करके रोशन करो जग सारा रोशन करो जग सारा तुम विनती सुनो सबकी संसार तो माया है कभी धूप कभी छाया है एक दिन उसे जाना है जो भी यहाँ आया है संसार तो माया है कभी धूप कभी छाया है एक दिन उसे जाना है जो भी यहाँ आया है क्या रंग है जीवन का क्या रूप है मानव का तुम ज्ञान बढ़ा करके उपकार करो दुर्गा उपकार करो दुर्गा तुम विनती सुनो सबकी कल्याण करो जग का, तुम विनती सुनो सबकी, कल्याण करो जग का।
You're listening to Shabdam Radio 770 on your dial and around the world at www.shabdamradio.com. Just want to say hello and welcome to Kamal Hamid and of course Suzanne and their entire family circle. They're always joining us. And again, want to say thank you for those of you who are expressing similar sentiments as we are experiencing also here. I'd like to share with you now, and again, those of you who have been affected, whether it's family or friends or those of you who see the injustice and praying about it, well, we join with you. Right now, I'd like to share and taken some time off today's program to, it's not life as usual, it's not business as usual. These are serious, serious times we are living in. And those of you who have been following, I could imagine the emotion and the hurt and the pain that you are experiencing. Just was hoping that we could bring some, share some light on it, to know that you are not alone, and we pray that God Almighty will comfort you. I'd like to share this next item, Surah Yasin, and we ask all our brothers and sisters in Islam to pray, lift your hand in supplication to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He would bring some comfort indeed, and a quick resolution for brothers and sisters who is affected by this war that is taking place. Here is Surah Yasin on Radio Shabnam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Yasin wal Qur'anil Hakim. إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون. قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين. قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم. قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون. أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغن عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون. إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين. إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون. قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون. بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون. يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. ألم يروا كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون. وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون. وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون. وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون. ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار النهار نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين وإذا قيل لهم أنفقوا مما رزقكم الله قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون
لپی آتی ہے دعا بن کے تمنا میری
لپی آتی ہے دعا بن کے تمنا میری
لپی آتی ہے دعا بن کے تمنا میری
لپی آتی
This is ShabnamRadio.com.
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 Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a and raise my
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Centre, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Centre, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan.
Visit Lapakan.com. The Toronto Hindu Dharmic Sabha invites you to their grand Deepavali Jalsa on Saturday, October 28th at the National Banquet Hall in Mississauga. Featuring the beautiful Fiona Singh, Damien Sukram, Omesh and the Wave Band, Sunil Patel, Ashwini, Mala Hari Prasad, Nadira Singh, Shalini Chan, Janvi Samaru, Vishnu Ramnarayan, Vanita Singh, Vishnu Tasagru, dancers from the Footsteps Dance School, Divinity Dance Academy, and Marissa Beku, emceed by none other than Mr. Roshan Shucharan, Pavli Pageant and the crowning of Miss Deepavali 2023. Tickets are $40 early bird. Contact Pandit Jay Tiwari at 647-852-9130.
Introducing famous astrologer and spiritual healer in Canada, Master Sairam. Master can read your past, present, and predict your future by reading your patra with the science of horoscope. Name, date of birth, and picture. Master Sairam helps in solving all problems permanently. He does Havan, Lakshmi Pujas, Vedic Pujas and much more. Master Sairam is an expert in removing all kinds of evil and negativity, especially generational cases. Don't delay for the results you need now. Call 647-768-9635 or visit Master Sairam at 767 Markham Road in Scarborough.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You are guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
When you're looking for video production, don't go just anywhere. Check out KS Studio for weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, live stage shows, TV commercials, and production. Call Chris at 416-284-4770 or 416-577-4770 or email Chris at ksstudio@rogers.com. It's KS Studio for video and photography production.
Twilight Family Restaurant and Bar is Scarborough's largest West Indian family restaurant. Come and sample our delicious appetizers like our chicken wings, black pudding, and spicy shrimp. Great entrees such as chili chicken and Twilight spicy chicken. Give us a call at 416-754-6894. Twilight Restaurant and Bar, serving the best in Guyanese Chinese cuisine for the past 8 years.
Well, Twilight, and of course all our sponsors, we want to say thank you and welcome. If you're just joining us, this is Shabnam Radio, AM 770 WTOR on your dial. And as I mentioned at the top of the program, one of my guests today would be Jay Bridgepole. We have Jay on the line. We want to say hello and welcome to Jay. How are you doing today, sir?
Thank you, sir. Thanks, Richard.
Well, Jay Bridgepole needs no introduction. I'm sure everybody listening would agree with me. Apart from being a brilliant real estate agent, a businessman, a friend to the community, a philanthropist, he is indeed one who has our community at heart. And he's here to tell us a little bit about the Caribbean Children Foundation, another name and an organization that needs no introduction. But for those of you who don't know, it's their 23rd anniversary, and Jay would walk us through a little bit about how this started and where they are today. So, Jay, welcome to the program, and I know this big event is coming up. If you mind sharing with us a little backdrop on the foundation itself.
Thank you so much, Richard. First and foremost, I just want to take this opportunity on congratulating you for serving the community through Shabnam Radio for over 25 years, or about 25 years.
Thank you.
That's exemplary, and I think everyone need to take a note of that. We appreciate that very much. The Caribbean Children Foundation, officially we launched in 2000. Prior to that, we were operating on and off for about 4 years. The first child was that we really launched on was a child from Trinidad by the name of Nirvana Garib. Word Garib in Hindi means poor. This child was at Sick Kids Hospital and needed a brain surgery. And Sick Kids, at that point, they want to do the surgery, but because the child is not from Canada, they needed funding elsewhere. And we rallied together, and we managed to save Nirvana. And then at that point, we said, you know what, this should not happen again. So we start to raise funds and always get a reserve so that in event a child needs surgery, we don't have to scramble and we can get it done. Today, our relationship with Sick Kids have been so well formed that if a child needs surgery, they don't ask any question. They'll perform the surgery, and you know, if we don't have the money right away, they will wait on us. That's the relation we built with them. I could remember on Richard's 11th anniversary gala. I think it's Shabnam, Richard. Rich, your mind may be young, much younger than mine. So if I forget it, you just remind me.
Yes, I remember.
Yes, at that time you honored the Korean Children Foundation, and that day you also spurred the audience and raised $11,000 for the charity. And that's commendable. I just want to thank you.
Well, let me just say, I want to talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind. That was the 11th anniversary on the 11th of November, the 11th month. And I believe if it was, it was a 2011 also. So it was a significant date. And I remembered I had the task of emceeing, and people didn't realize the dance floor had to be cleared for Dance Carib to come on. And they had quite a group, and the floor was filled with the buffet. So we had to wait. And in between that, I said, you know, maybe I have to keep you entertained and engaged. So let's see if we could raise some money. We're all here for charity. And let's see if we could raise $1,100. And the first time I asked anybody who wanted to honor us with a donation, Jay Bridgeball gave $1,000. And well, by the default now, we had to go to 11,000. It wouldn't look good, right? And I remember that was a miracle. And I said, with God's blessing and your help, the audience. And boy, the audience came up and we raised the money. And that, to me, it was a miracle. Anyway, it was a pleasure indeed, Jay. If you could tell us over the years, how many children have been and parents have been relieved from the financial burden and received help from the foundation?
We have helped about over 350 children to get surgery so far. And these are children from the Caribbean that come from generally poor parentage who cannot afford even a plate of rice, much less, getting paying for surgery. And the good thing about the Caribbean Children Foundation, I am one of the volunteer since the organization started. And our system is very straightforward. We just raise the funds and pay for the surgery. No one is being paid, not even a penny out of that money. Goes for anything, not even to buy a lollipop. It goes straight to pay for kids' surgery, and we don't pay to individual. We only pay to institution. So that maintain accountability. One step further, from the time the charity started in 2000, our treasurer that the TCCF always have, this is our third treasurer currently, and they are all chartered accountants. So that way they keep a very strict eye on the charity and make sure that everything run accordingly.
Apart from... Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because since then, a lot of different things have happened. In a conversation off air, we spoke about some of the innovative things that are taking place. For example, setting up a hub in Guyana. Tell us a little bit about some of the new ideas that you guys are working on.
Yes, what we find from experience is that bringing a kid from Guyana, let's say, to the sick kids here, is very intricate in that you do have to find accommodation for the parents that are accompanying your child. And at the same time, you got to get someone driving them back and forth while the child is at the hospital. Sick kids, at the same time, they're a very busy hospital, and there is might be a long waiting period. What we find interesting is that if we can manage to do the surgery locally in the home country, it provide a lot of benefit. Number one, it can be done in group, which means it's cheaper. Number two, the parent don't have to travel out of their comfort zone. They're accustomed to Guyana. The child recover faster because they are in their home country. You know, their aunt or their kids, everybody could visit that child, and, you know, it makes it easier for that child. So we work in Guyana and DR through an organization that called Gift of Life International. One of their surgeon is Dr. Rodrigo Soto, and if you guys are coming to the event, which we will talk to about later, he will be the keynote speaker. He'll fly in to tell us more about what they are doing. So they will go in DR and Guyana and do with a team of about 20 to 21 other people from cardiac care nurses to the anesthesiologists, and they will do the surgery back home. Now, by doing that, it works out much cheaper for us because instead of paying sick kids $25,000, we can pay for each child about between $3,000 to $5,000, depends on the how complex is that case. Now, what we are trying to do initially is once we get these two hubs really running properly, then we use them as hubs for the whole of the Caribbean, where children can move from Trinidad to Guyana or to DR, from Jamaica to these places. It makes it easier for all of us.
You find, have you initiated any conversation with the government of Guyana with some sort of help that might be beneficial to residents? Because, you know, I noticed the President, His Excellency, Dr. Irfan Ali, is trying and moving on a movement of One Caribbean. And I think an idea would like that probably is already being developed. Have you had conversation with them about this?
Yes, we are working closely with Dr. Narasinghe, and what he is doing, he is revamping and developing five of Guyana hospitals at the same time. And with Dr. Soto as well down there, they are doing lots of training. And in Guyana, they are setting up a proper cardiac care ward, which Guyana never have at SickKids. I was fortunate to be there in April when they were doing some surgery. And I've seen firsthand the extent of progress. So we are moving along that path, and hopefully we'll make it better as we move along.
And with that said, there are many, and the one of the things that I work way back with the Herbie Foundation, and I've learned a lot about getting others to raise money for the organization. And that template, I have seen similar with you and your organization, your group. When I come to an event, you find people coming up from all walks of life, different areas of the GTA, bringing and presenting checks, whether it's school children collecting a 500 or people doing a bake sale raising 2,000. How many auxiliary group that you have working with you at the moment?
We have an average about 10 to 15 auxiliary group, and what we find, because of the trust the organization has developed over the year, we are fortunate in that we never have to struggle for money. We always have enough to take care of a child.
So I just wanted to point that out, because those of you who would have given in the past, you would hear first-hand account of where and how the money is being used. Not a cent is being paid for administration or anything like that. I must say that a great job. So, you know, people who know Jay Bridgeport and know this organization would attest that when you give, it goes for a really good cause. And to hear the progress that they're making, the ideas for the future, how common sense strategy is going to be played out in the next few years, with your help, of course. And that brings me to the event coming up. Now, it's pretty much sold out, but there are some tickets still left, and we're asking you today. So Jay will tell you a little bit about that. When you go to one of these events, I have to tell you, the Valentine event is one of the best. They have some of the best DJs, best food, and it's really a nice time. No long set of speeches and all that, but of course they would have to collect the money, make a few vote of thanks, etc. But if you're coming out, you'll be coming out for a great event and knowing that the money is going for a great cause. So Jay, tell us about this one coming up on the 28th.
Yes, well, on the 28th of October, we have our 23rd anniversary gala. And guess what? Our host for the